leaders, we're just speaking, and have things come out here from your chair. Just hang him up there, you with his head down, and start up here between his hind legs and come down. Gutting, that's what they call it, gutting him, taking his insides out. Have them pan something down there to catch all of them. Then the women folks would go over that, all over that, and get all that fat off of that inside, cook that in the oven and make lard out of it.
Well, you cooked it in a wash pot.
Yeah,
we had to cook it in a wash pot. You know, you take all the fat.
We got a wash pot sitting down on the spring.
That's a big old roost over there.
I've had 9 or 10 years.
Have to cook that lard out, and we always enjoyed that, though. And then you'd hang it, you'd make sausage out of part of your meat, and then get it all cut up, and, you'd have to salt it down first, and then
take it up, and
wash that salt off of it, and hang it up.
And you had to wait for cool weather to do that too. You couldn't kill a hog in hot weather. Did that meat spoil? You know.
About what time of year would they kill?
As long as they ate the first in fall year.
Real cold.
You couldn't keep meat them days
cold.
Like you can now. You know, didn't have this frigid air. Nothing but the cold weather. I remember this old man Howard, real close father from us, I tell you about the one summer day turned out, it just stayed warm, you know, way late in some early fall, just kept staying warm. Everybody had the hog ready to kill, but they couldn't kill them, you know, did the meat spoil hot weather. See, they didn't have nothing then, only cold weather to keep them. And it just, everybody had their hog ready to kill and was wishing it would turn cold. And this fella, one evening right after dinner time, the wind got out of the north, coming, turning, but everybody knows it's turning cold. And this fella rode by this old man's house. And he was out there somewhere in the front, this old man Howard was. He stopped and said, "Hey, Mr. Howard, are you going to be cold enough in the morning to kill hogs?" And he meant. Mr. Howard says, "I don't know. I sure do hope it don't kill mine." And you know, just joking. He knows what he meant.
But people used to have smokehouse full of smoked hams and things. Wipe them, cut your piece off. Boy, you had something good, some good brown gravy.
Your wife is telling me about the sausage. What kind of meat would you get? The side of a hog? What all would they get from that when they cut it?
They cut the lean part of it.
Of the
bow of it.
The lean pieces off the, that was the...
They cut all the lean off the middling, what they call the middling. But them hams, they wouldn't take them back. See, that's by ham.
And middling, is that kind of like bacon? Or?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they didn't take it all off. They just took the trimmings. The trimmings, they call it, what they made sausage out of. Ground it up, you know, you ground it up and then season it with sage and pepper. It was really good. Homemade sausage used to be really good.
Not too long I heard him laughing about it after that railroad company, M&O Railroad come through there. You know, frost, it'll kill when the first frost in the fall year, kill all the grass, you know, the first frost. This old man Cagler was passing the house. That's my mom. Some of big frost, that first frost it had that fall. And Miss Howard was out there in the yard, front yard, sweeping with one of these rakes, raking up leaves or something. And so man George come riding the road run right by the front of his house. He stopped on a big frost that night. He stopped there and he said, "Hey, Miss, did you hear about Jack killing Jim last night?" She said, "No, I hadn't heard about it. They was railroad men, wasn't they?"